what?
No.
All right, Otto Sitterly. Talking to you earlier, I did not know this, and a lot of people up there in the stands, maybe someone here in the pits themselves, know you've come here with a multi-car team for quite a few years now, but not many of them know that each championship you've won with just getting points with the one car.
Yeah, every single championship's always been done with one car. We've never used two cars to win a championship in any year.
This championship, what's different about it?
Well, we used the new wing. You know, we came here in the spring, didn't know anything about it, sort of stuck it up on there and won the very first race that there was. And then we won the second race with the girl driving. And we won, you know, the seven car won twice as many races as anybody else. And then Allison won just as much as anybody else here besides the seven car.
What do you think? It could be a combination of things. It could be the way they're started. It could be maybe a lot of guys just catching up to figuring out these wings.
Yeah. I don't know. The cars are very, very even. And we started out really good, and now we've ended the season sort of poorly. I mean, tearing it up last week in the heat race didn't do anything any good. So the last two features, we sort of have to just forget about them, dismiss them, because we just really weren't even barely competitive.
Minus the accident last week's race there, preparing for the week last week, were you just trying some new things or
for last week?
Yeah,
I mean, we've been changing the car almost every single week. We come with a different setup in the car, so we've moved the wing up, we've moved it forward, moved it back again, we've moved the wing all over, and we've learned some things there. But really, I'm just not sure. I don't know. Coming into Classic, it's a big guess. And then, like, you know, I don't really know. I don't know exactly the direction I would go next.
At this point, do you just kind of look at your notes for how your results ended up with where your different setups were and just pick that one, or do you try something totally brand new again?
I'm not really sure. You know, I think I might make another move with the wing. I drove Davey's car earlier tonight in practice. I just took it out, and it seems quite a bit different than my car. I would have liked to have sort of run in the feature, but I just not really comfortable enough in it to run a whole feature. And, you know, I just I wanted to see what my car was going to do, and it did probably about what I expected. It wasn't very good.
More championships than any other driver here at this Speedway. To you personally, what's different about a championship from a feature race?
Well, I mean, I think it shows consistency for a whole season, not just for a flash in the pan. To win a championship, not to mention multiple championships or more, you know, it shows a lot of consistency and you know, I just think that it shows the level of commitment of this race team. Nobody in this pits works anything like these guys. It's crazy. They came this week, and I laid on the couch or was even sleeping in bed, and they were out there all working. I don't know, a whole garage full of them.
Aside from what number championship this was, winning the championship with a completely different wing package and beating out everybody else, that must be something special for you.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't know. I guess. I think there's somebody up there working on new rules for next year, but I don't really care. I don't know. You know, it's just been here a long time. So, you know, I guess it was nice to take on a new challenge, I guess. But it is what it is.
Going into tonight, you had a rough week off the track. Can you kind of describe how the week went from when you left last Saturday night?
Yeah, my girlfriend made me go to the hospital Sunday morning and get x-rays and get checked over, and after the x-rays and stuff, you know, he told me I had a broken two cracks or two breaks in the thumb from last week's heat race, and then I had, you know, told me I had pneumonia, so you know, on an antibiotic, and I had a shot in the rear end, and then off the work for the week.
And how much work were you not able to do on your car yourself?
All of it. I never touched a race car all week. It was probably the first time in 20 years that I didn't get my car ready to to race, you know. So I have to really thank Joe Perry and Tom Scholl and Bob Fisher and Ron Wiedemeyer. You know, there's just a whole slew of them out there putting the time in and doing everything they could to get all three cars ready.